Welcome to episode 535 of Flyaway. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents, Sandy and Anna. We are also happy to welcome back Kristen this week. Yay!
Excited to be back.
So every Christmas, Kristen's family does a scavenger hunt to reveal the family gift or the family trip. This past year, they decided to give the gift early, and we get to follow along on her Facebook page. And we loved this idea so much that we wanted to bring her on the podcast and tell us all about it. So let's get started. So, Kristen, how did this, you know, come about? I mean, how did you figure this out?
So in general, every year or just kind of this year?
At the beginning. Did you go, oh, well, we're just not going to buy a bunch of gifts every this year?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
The kids are getting older, so.
Yep. We started it several years ago, and we started small. Like, oh, we're going to do Great Wolf Lodge this year because it's a little bit, you know, they were 5 and 3. And then as they've gotten older now, you know, my oldest is 16 and my other one is 13. You know, gifts are not as important at this point. I don't even know what to get them, really.
That's teenagers.
Yeah, teenagers are a little bit difficult. And honestly, you know, they really are not asking for much either. So I guess that's a blessing, is that they're not really, you know, asking for specific things. So we just decided as a family, let's just start exploring the world and doing all kinds of adventures, if you will. And that's what we've decided to gift. So sometimes it's been stuff that's been later on, like maybe they knew we were going on a Hawaii cruise, for example, but I decided to surprise them with Alani. And they had no idea that we were going to Alani. And then we've done, of course, added stuff when we were in Europe and things like that, did our European cruise and things like that. So a lot of times it's been add on to maybe they knew they were doing something. They just didn't know how much extra they were going to do.
And now, is maybe this not always at Christmas time? I mean, as far as the actual trip or just the reveal?
So the reveal is typically at Christmas time, and then it's postponed until later. So We have done it where it's been maybe a week after Christmas or maybe the next month. But other times it's been, oh, we're going in May. Again, my kids are older enough now that they don't really – they understand that they're going to be waiting until May for a Christmas gift that they got.
They're not they're not 5-year-olds asking you every day.
Correct. So when we did it when they were super little, it was when we did like the Great Wolf Lodge, for example, it was like, hey, we're going in 2 days. You know, it wasn't, we're going in 3 months or 6 months. So, you know, you just kind of have to do whatever works for the kids and, you know, keeps them content.
Okay. I love that you're doing experiences. I think that's amazing. It's so meaningful, you know, and making memories like that. I love it.
It is. Yeah. And then we can talk about it and we go, hey, how do you feel about that one? I must say it's getting a little harder though, because I'm like last year we did Disneyland Paris, for example, and going to Paris. How do I top that? Like, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, to me, there's just no topping
you
that.
You can't top some of those.
Epic. I should talk about what I did for that scavenger hunt, because that was super cool. I really pulled in a lot of elements of the countries we were going to go visit and did like a whole photo thing. I mean, that one was really cool. But yeah. But
so tell us about what you did this year so that we kind of get a general idea of how you went about this.
Yeah, so this year we decided we wanted to do a Disney cruise because I wanted to experience it. The last time we went, it was COVID restrictions, and so we really wanted to experience it as a Disney cruise in itself. And what better time to experience that than at Christmas, right? So I just wanted to see the decorations. I wanted to, you know, see Mickey in his Christmas attire, if you will. So we decided, let's do that. Let's book it. Let's go. And hide it from the kids, right? But we couldn't just do that. We had to do more than just the cruise, because that's just me.
In fact, I mean, you have to go to Florida, right?
All right, I got to get to Florida. What else am I going to do in Florida? There's no way I can't see Mickey also in Florida. So kind of what we did was I was very sneaky and I packed everyone's suitcase very quietly and very hidden. So we secretly packed everything. The nice thing is it's winter here, right? We're going somewhere a little bit warmer, so I could access those summer clothes without them realizing that I was pulling shorts out that they need to wear.
Aha. So,
yep, did a lot of that. I'm a huge fan of matching t-shirts, so that really comes in handy when you're packing clothes for people. Just saying. Just pull off matching gear and let's go. So I did that. And then after we did that, we hid the suitcases in the car the night before. And we ended up not doing doing a flight like later in the day, right? So I basically hid on the Christmas tree a little Christmas letter that Santa usually leaves saying Merry Christmas, you've done good this year, blah, blah, blah. And then there was a little clue, their first little clue. And then underneath the tree, I put backpacks, just simple backpacks, like whatever, snacks in there, let's go. And I basically, the first clue was like, all right, let's go. Let's hit the car. Let's see where our adventure takes us. And we didn't tell them anything else because we really, really, really wanted them to be totally surprised. So we kind of, after they received that first clue, basically the first clue just said, like, I like to use like little slogans that go along with theme songs. So I did that. So basically our first one was over the river and through the woods on an incredible adventure we go. The car leads the way to the places we go. So we jumped in the car and we literally took off. And we didn't go to our local airport as we always do. We hit it to Raleigh. And so they're like, are we going to my uncle's house, my aunt's house? Like, we have people that live there. Eventually, they were like, we've got to be going to the airport. This is weird for us. Like,
but we didn't pack anything.
I know, but they're like, we really have no clothes. So when we parked at the airport, they were like, okay, we're flying somewhere. Where? And we're like, well, don't look at the luggage tags because they know some of the airport codes, right? So it's like, don't look that it says MCO because you'll figure it out. So then at that point, I mean, basically we just got on an airplane and they still didn't know until we got in the car. They were obviously like, well, now we know we're in Florida. So,
well, so did you have another clue like in the car that kind of?
Not in the car. Nope. Okay. We were like, this is your adventure for the day. Just to go where the wind takes you. You know, just
okay.
So, yep. And so, I mean, basically, once we got in the car, they're going Disney, Universal. It won't be a cruise because we're doing a cruise later this year. There's no way we're going to be doing a cruise, you know. So, nice. So that was cool. But obviously, they figured out as we're pulling into Disney that we were staying a few nights in Disney. So we get there, and then they go to bed, and the next morning we get another clue.
So where did you stay at Disney?
So we stayed at All Star Music.
Okay.
It was just a quick stay. I mean, basically just wanted a good resort to stay at that I could, you know, yeah. We weren't doing a bunch of things.
Want the atmosphere. Yeah, so. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Just the experience of being there.
So was it, did you actually go into the parks or it was just a hotel stay?
So just primarily a hotel stay. So their next clue the next morning was that we were going to go on an adventure to all the different resorts and check out the Christmas tree, do the Christmas tree hop, do the do some putt-putt, that kind of thing. So the clue kind of gave them clues, hey, we're going to go do this, you know, and see how many trees we could take pictures with and things like that. Go to the gingerbread house. So I would say the kids haven't been at Christmas because it's always so packed. So I try to steer clear a lot of times. So this was a good opportunity for us to actually enjoy the resorts and things like that we normally would.
Disney Springs has a bunch of trees too.
Oh, and we did the Christmas tree trail. So that was part of it too, was their adventure, was going to the Christmas tree trail in the evening. Super fun. Yep. So, and then basically the next morning we get another clue, right? So it's like, okay, well, that was fun. Now what? So each day I kind of had it labeled and had it set out the next morning for when they woke up. And then on the next one, we did no visit to Walt Disney World is complete without a visit to a park. Let's celebrate Christmas with a special party that only a few are invited to join. So that took them forever. Like, I was like, really? What party? Yes. I was really? Like, what is wrong with y'all?
Micah and Kinley?
Okay, so they're not like, travel agents, y'all. So
apparently not. They were like, what party? Did you close the park for us? Like, what party? Are we going to Universal?
Oh, my God.
Like, I was like, oh, my God.
You really have set the bar high if they thought
that. Apparently I have. Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm not a millionaire.
At Christmas, yeah. We're going to take Christmas. Over. It's our family.
I totally took over the whole thing. I know. I think they thought we were going to, like, have a VIP tour. Like, everything was going through their head. I'm like, y'all, there is a party at Walt Disney World. It's select nights. It's private ticket event. What party? And they're like, duh. Like, they could not figure it out. Finally.
That's hilarious.
They finally figured it out by, I think, looking on the TV. At, you know, to see that Magic Kingdom was closing early for the night. Yeah, they're genius.
Nice.
So we did get to do the Christmas party, which was a lot of fun for sure. We had a great time. I mean, we rode Tron multiple times, and we did get to ride Tiana. That was that was the biggest reason we wanted to go. But I couldn't go without seeing at least Magic Kingdom. I had to. Worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that was a super late night, and we had warned them. But that
one of the great things about doing the parties is usually the crowds are a lot lower than they are during the day, and you can actually ride those rides.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, so much less gas. We found it to be amazing. I mean, I did not feel like it was packed. I mean, at all. I mean, like I said, we were able to ride Tron multiple times, mm-hmm. Seven Dwarfs. Multiple times. We did get to get on Tiana. She finally opened up right before we left, like right after the parade. So that was super fun to go and do. But we had told them because the next morning was a big morning. We didn't get home, you know, till like what, 1 a.m, 2 a.m? Well, we had a train to catch the next morning, but they didn't know we were catching a train. So they think we're staying at Disney still. Actually, Kinley thinks we're going to Universal because we've been talking about Epic and wanting to go to Epic. So in her mind, I think the whole time she thought we were going to go to Universal at some point still. Like, even after the big reveal,
you did go and do the Christmas stuff there last year, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes, Sandy and I went last year and it was amazing. Had a fantastic time. Yeah, it was beautiful. But basically we had said, hey, tomorrow's an early start. You're going to have to be ready up and early. You're going to have to leave, you know, read your clue super early at like 5 a.m. because that's when the shuttle came. And so that just kind of kept the clues going because typically we wouldn't ride a train in Orlando, right? Like that's kind of weird. So they didn't know where the train was going
to
go.
Where'd you catch the train? Point. Did you go back to the airport?
So yeah, we went back to MCO, went back to Orlando Airport, and then Brightline is there. So we took Brightline down to Miami.
Oh, okay. Actually, I was thinking you went to Port Canaveral. Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome.
Yeah. So we went all the way down. No, we went to Port Lauderdale. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Port Lauderdale, all the way down. We trained down. Yeah. It was nice.
That's a nice train at that point, too.
It is a nice train. I think it was like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's pretty good. It was a pretty good haul, but it was nice. It was relaxing. It was calm. We could sleep because we had only been asleep for maybe 2 hours at that point. you know, living the travel dream. But that's when they opened up that reveal was like, hey, we're getting on it. We're going for a train ride. It's time to go to your big surprise. So once we got in into the train station in Fort Lauderdale, they still were like, well, where are we going? Like, and we told the driver that picked us up, we were like, please don't say anything. They do not know where they're going. Like, we are just keeping everything a surprise. So she was very nice, didn't say a word, just said, okay. Nice. So we basically pulled off from the train station. And then we started seeing, they were like, we're not going on a cruise, are we? There's no way we're going on a cruise right now. No. And then Kinley says, wait a minute. I mean, you know, it's just Fort Lauderdale. Nobody cruises on Fort Lauderdale.
There's no beaches anywhere else.
No, there's no beaches. No. And Kinley, again, so we're going to Universal? I'm like, no, Universal was right beside Disney. But you know, I'm not helping them any with clues. I mean, I was like, let's just, you know, play it.
They need to learn some geography.
Yeah, I think so. I think that they thought that it was just going to be but again, when have we trained it? I mean, I've done Brightline, but they had never done Brightline, and we don't, you know, talk about it much. But so then we saw Princess Cruises, and Kinley was like, oh, we're going on a Princess Cruise? What? And I was like, wait a minute, we're going on a Disney cruise? Because it's literally, you know, like right there beside each other. Yeah. And so once we pulled into the Disney cruise line, they understood. They're super excited. They're like, oh, Disney cruise. That's what it is. But they were super excited. It was It was great. I think they were kind of blindsided.
I love that your kids were so up for it. I mean, like, I can't imagine throwing that at my kids, you know, grab this backpack and we're leaving today and you're going to be gone. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, I think a lot of kids would be like, oh, I want to talk to my friends and, you know, just.
Yes. Yeah. What's going on? Why can't you just tell me or whatever? Yeah. They're pretty easy like that. Like, I mean, they're used to be kind of getting their stuff together anyway. And that's why my mother-in-law was like, well, how did you get the suitcases, Pat? How did they not know? And I'm like, I don't know. They just didn't pay attention, I guess. Or like, you know, when they would be gone to classes, I would just grab clothes and put them in an undisclosed area. And, you know,
I guess at 13, your daughter's not like using a lot of product and, you know, like, I don't know.
Right.
I
can't, she doesn't like, care as much yeah. as like if yeah. she was 16. And of course, now I did give them a few minutes. I did say, you've got a few minutes to go grab whatever yeah. you may need. We might be gone for 2 days. We might be gone for a week. We might be in the car for 6 hours. We might be in the car for 2 hours. Go ahead
grab
and
your
prep.
Switch.
Like,
grab
yeah,
your headphones.
Yeah, exactly,
grab
Donna.
Your
yes.
Earphones.
I was like, grab phone chargers, grab switch, grab anything that if you were going to be stuck somewhere for a while, you're prepped and ready to go. Like anything.
Yeah.
I was like, grab warm clothes. We yeah. might be going skiing.
Going skiing. Yeah. My daughter, Mackenzie, she would, that would like blow her mind. Like I can't pack yeah. for her. Plus, she's yeah. also 19, so we've got, like, the whole skincare regimen.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, it's a whole fun. Situation. My yep. youngest is...
Yeah. That's my oldest. Yeah.
There might be underwear, there might not. He doesn't really care. He's like, oh, we're yeah. going somewhere? Okay.
That's Fox, but...
He doesn't care.
Owen?
He
Owen
doesn't have a toothbrush? That's okay. He'll use his finger. It's fine. He'll figure it out.
Owen uses more product than Ellie does. He sleeps with a bonnet. Like, he is very
really?
Particular. Oh, yeah.
Well, he also has, like, that super, 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 like,
yeah, he's got nice
curly
hair.
He's all about his hair. Yeah. Well, Fox has curly hair, too. I mean, they all have curly hair. I don't know where they get it. But, yeah, but that's so funny. Yeah, I think they were easier going, I guess, at 13, but... Yeah. I love that your kids were just like, go with the flow.
Yeah, they're pretty chill overall. Now, I mean, did I bring some things that then Kinley didn't want to wear? Yeah, but I was like, whatever. I mean, then just don't wear it. But my family is so willing to match and go along with my craziness. So maybe that's a blessing that everybody doesn't have.
That's
because,
cool too.
You yeah. know, yes. yeah. I mean, I've got a bucket of Disney matching shirts, y'all. I mean, there's not. It's kind of a problem. You know?
Do you ever wear them? Do you guys ever re-wear them?
Absolutely, yeah. Or okay. I'll get remade. So like when they were this age, I have these little shirts. But now I have Mike make the shirts like Mike and I already have to match the bigger size of the shirt.
Oh, and get the picture in the same place?
Yeah. Recreate.
I love that.
Yep.
Nice.
So, and then the same thing was with Christmas. It was like, well... Go make me these couple of Christmas shirts, Mike, and we'll take them. And, you know, it's great. I mean,
okay, so my family is not matchy-matchy at all. We don't do matchy-matchy. But I might have to hit your husband up, Kristen, since he does
yes.
shirts. And just throw them all yeah. in the suitcase for our trip
you
in
should.
June.
Yes.
Just one day have
do
everybody's
it, do
shirts
it.
Laid out.
I love it. What you're wearing. And that's yep. what I do every night. I mean, I did it when they were. I've been doing
it. I can't
it
do it every day.
Started.
They would die if I did it every day. But maybe I could get one day. I might have
one
to
day.
Talk to Mike then.
Yep.
Yes, please do. I mean, again, it does make packing. And like I always tell people too, when they were little, if they get lost or like somebody disappears, you're like, what are they wearing? Oh, they're wearing the same Luana shirt.
They're wearing
this is the same shirt I'm wearing. So, and again, we just wear them at all Disney properties. So it works. But yeah, specifically Disney. But yeah,
that's awesome.
So this is the final question, Kristen.
Uh-oh.
What did they say afterward? Did they like it? Did they think it was a good idea? Or did they go,
did.
Oh my gosh, Mom, you didn't pack the right things and this is awful?
Right. What were you thinking? They did. Exactly. And that's why I asked them too, because typically, you know, of course that kind of cut down on Christmas morning, right? Because typically on Christmas morning, they would be running through the house. Well, I don't know if running anymore, but they would be going through the house looking for different clues or going outside. Like I really spend a lot of time doing these scavenger hunts. So I was like, how did you like going before versus, you know, afterwards and waiting to it? And they liked it. They said that it was a nice different idea. They liked kind of being able to celebrate and then still coming back and do traditions at home, you know, with family as they were in town. I think they liked it either way is basically was the consensus of that I got. And they were fine with whatever I had packed. They were cool. And they just were along for the adventure, which is great. I mean,
they know you're crazy already. So, you know, they kind of just, they deal with it.
They embrace it. They come to be with one, and they are just such good travelers. I think that's it too, is that they are just so easy travelers. They're used to kind of just navigating and going along. But they've been like that. I mean, even when they were babies, I was always like, let's just go and do this. Like, I'm not going to hold back because it's nap time, but that's just
just because you're an infant.
Yeah, just because you're a baby. You can sleep in the car.
I'll just put you in the carrier. You'll be fine.
Exactly. But it was nice. It definitely, it made it like a cool Christmas experience, you know, just being able to kind of get away and recharge together as a family, as it's such a crazy, stressful time of year. And we were able to celebrate the four of us together and reconnect and recenter. So that was really great. That's
and awesome. You have a 16-year-old, so you only have a couple more of these.
I know. Don't say it. Well, you know where he thought we were going? Do you know where he thought we were going? This should tell you something, too. He's like, so are we going to Japan? Japan?
Oh, you have set that bar high.
Again, it's my fault because.
So here's. Okay, so I'll ask the final question. Sorry, Donnie. You thought you had the final question. I have the final question. So, do we get a preview, a sneak peek, a hint at this year's clue for this year's scavenger hunt?
That is a good question, Anna.
She hasn't planned it yet.
If only I knew. What'd you say, Don?
She hasn't planned it yet.
I'll let you know.
So you get back to us and let us know.
I will get back to you. I mean, yeah, that's a good idea. It's like, what else can we up the ante? What else? I mean,
Japan.
My goal is to go like Japan.
Japan.
I feel like there's a graduation trip in there. Like he's dropping the hints now.
Yes. Like, it was either or Australia.
I mean,
they do say that, you know, children don't necessarily remember Christmases, what they got for Christmas, but they definitely remember those experiences they have with their families.
Absolutely.
And I think you're doing it right, Kristen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Donna. That means a lot. That sincerely means a lot. That's really why I do the job that I do, is because I want other people to experience that our family has had. And it's just really cool because we can ask them, what was your favorite memory? What was your favorite trip so far? What have you enjoyed so much? And it really is that. It's because we've been able to give them that gift every year and, you know, keep those memories.
Yep.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we would love to hear from you. So thank you, Kristen, for sharing your trip with us.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
So on behalf of Sandy, Anna, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.